Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Bassett Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. Now, Carrington Cardinal Basketball.
On a frigidly cold winter's night, we can all be grateful that there are sports that are played indoors, including this one. We are in Grafton, North Dakota. Region 2A girls basketball continues for the Carrington Cardinals as they take on the Grafton Spoilers. All right, grab your hot chocolate, grab your coffee, grab whatever hot drink you need, and settle in for a fun night of Carrington Cardinal basketball. The Carrington girls have won six in a row. They're 8-3 overall, back in the rankings as well. Number 5 in the new North Dakota media poll. And for the Cardinals, they go for 7 in a row tonight, taking on Grafton. Grafton, meanwhile, they come in 4-6 off of a loss to Oak Grove, 73-58 on Monday night. BJ Walters with you along with Vinny Rappel. And Vinny, we'll hear this from the Hall of Famer later in pregame, but this begins a very busy stretch of basketball for Carrington. Maybe it's at a good time because their confidence cannot possibly get much higher than where it's at right now.
Right, they're definitely at a peak in their season so far. I think they've been able to play really good in the past few games, and if they're able to keep the momentum riding and keep playing the way that they're playing, they're going to be a good threat in the late season.
55-23 Saturday over Northern Cass for the Cardinal girls. They got a combined 30 from Aniston Hornet and Mara Johnson. And Vinny, the stats defensively just continue. During the six-game winning streak, they've allowed more than 35 points one time. It was the 54-42 win over Dickinson Trinity. You cannot talk Carrington girls basketball right now without talking about how good the defense has been.
Right, because their defense has been a big threat. It's been the best part of their team so far this season, and I think if they continue to dominate on defense, they're going to be a big threat, and it's going to be hard for anyone to beat them.
It's a Grafton team that is led by Elle Schumacher, 13.5 points, 8.5 rebounds a game. Emma LeClaire, 7 points per game. Gabby Ray, 9.5 points per game. And there's another Demers kid. This is Willow Demers, the younger sister of the former Miss Basketball in this state. She comes off the bench right now. She's a freshman, but she averages 9 points and 8 rebounds. This is no pushover tonight.
Right. It's definitely going to be a tough challenge for Carrington if they're going to be able to pull off the win tonight. But I think if they play to their strengths, I think they're going to be just fine.
Two games last year, eerily, they had the exact same margin. Carrington won 59-40 at home. They won 49-30 in this building. What does that mean? Probably not a gosh darn thing, but we're nerds. We bring up numbers like that. When we come back, we'll have a look at what else is going on in the state. We also have some news to talk about, and we'll try to keep our opinions out of it as best we can, because if we get into opinions, we could all get in a lot of trouble. So we'll bring you the facts as we know them, and we'll let you know where you can find Carrington boys basketball tonight when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Gar Dental in Carrington has your smile on the mind. Gar Dental specializes in orthodontics, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, dental crowns and bridges, dental veneers, dental implants, general and family dentistry, root canals, clear aligner orthodontics, sedation dentistry, dentures, lasers, TMJ therapy, and wisdom teeth removal. Call GAR Dental today for family dentistry and beyond. GAR Dental in Carrington, 701-652-2300.
Back inside the gymnasium at Grafton High School. It is the Cardinals and the Grafton Spoilers coming up. Let's talk about what else is going on tonight in the region. And the main thing to tell you about in the region is that one game has already been postponed, and that's Harvey Wells County at Thompson. Also, the other games going on tonight, an interesting one in Region 1, Valley City is at Kindred. Vinny, that's two teams that will be coming to Carrington soon. In fact, a week from tonight, we'll see the Kindred Vikings.
Right, it's definitely going to be a great game, but we got to get through this one first, and I think that's going to be a couple the next few games are going to be a little tough for Carrington, but now we'll be able to see how great they really are.
Yeah, Tuesday they're at home against Devil's Lake, then Thursday Kindred, a week from Saturday Hillsborough Central Valley, and then then Devil's Lake again. So it gets very busy very quick. Let's talk boys basketball. You can find Carrington and Mayport CG on our sister station, KXGT Thunder Country 98.3. Kyle Hewitt will have that for you coming up in just a little while. Earlier, our friends at the Foster County Independent, Eric Govic, was the one to break the story. Carrington petitioned to join District 4 in Class B for next boys basketball season. That is the district, and Vinny, you can actually help me out here. That's the district with New Rockford, Cheyenne, North Prairie, North Star, Larimore, Langdon. Not Langdon, they're District 3. But that's that district. That was rejected by the state. Now, there's a lot of, if you go to the Foster County Independent, fosterconews.com, you can see a lot of quotes from Carrington officials. You see nothing about the reason this was denied. There has been no explanation. And all we know is it was denied. They are the, Carrington is the smallest enrolled team in Region 2A. We know that. They would have been the second largest District 4 team had that taken place. But, Vinny, you know, the more I think about this, the more one thought comes to mind. The goal of high school sports is not wins and losses. The goal of high school sports is participation. And I just wonder, the story references numbers, right? And numbers have dropped considerably in the last 15 years in Carrington and boys basketball. You're killing participation when schools and kids who are more tuned in than ever, you're one of them, more tuned in than ever. If you see on paper that if I play this sport, we don't have a shot to win, why would you play the sport?
Right, it's definitely a tough situation for Carrington, but I think it's just out of, you got to control what you can control, and if this one's just out of our hands, we just got to let it play out the way it's going to play out.
There's a whole lot more that we could say, we're not going to, but let's just keep in mind what the point of high school sports is. It's participation. We want to get kids playing these sports at all costs, really. Nonetheless, as Vinny Berry coach speak there and very accurately said, we move on, and Carrington and Mayport CG coming up shortly on Thunder Country 98.3. Well, this summer, Andy Broughton was inducted into the North Dakota High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and the Hall of Famer joins us next when Cardinal Basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
We're back in Grafton. Cardinals and Spoilers coming up, and we're joined by Carrington head coach Andy Broughton. And coach, this begins a really busy part of the schedule for your team. Does it come at a good time with the girls' confidence pretty high and on a nice little streak?
Yeah, I would think so. Tonight we got to take care of some post play and really be good on the post defense. And they have a couple perimeter shooters, but let's see if the tempo can get going in our favor.
Some of the numbers through now double-digit games, 11 games, you can start to create narratives and whatnot. And the one thing that is just amazing is teams are 18% from three against your team. And it's not like you're rolling out 6-2 and 6-3 everywhere. So that versatility and just length defensively really seems to be working on the perimeter, especially.
Yeah, the kids, they communicate well. They take a lot of pride in their defense. And like you said, the versatility allows us to switch some screens and stay on shooters. And that's kind of a big part of the game. And but that shell drill every day, those kids talk to each other and, you know, get by on screens, switch or no switch, or help and recover. So it's all part of our game plan.
It's such a basic fundamental thing that's taught at such a young age, but that shell drill is still really important in today's basketball.
Absolutely. You know, if you can protect the paint and still guard the perimeter, you know, you can be a two-headed defensive way to think about it. And tonight we're going to have to do that because they have some good size and they like to go to their post play, but got to be aware of their perimeter action too.
How similar are they to last year? A lot of the names are the same. Is the style the same?
Yeah, Wade's been coaching here quite a while, and they graduated heavy, as did we, but you know, so we're going to have to be on top of our game, and you know, to win a region game at their place is always a challenge. So we're going to have to bring our game.
What is Schumacher best at? Over 13 points a game, and I think 7 or 8 rebounds a game as well.
Well, she just works so hard, and pretty good on the bounce. So we got to stay in front of her, and you know, when they go with a couple taller kids, we have to, you know, change up our defense a little bit and just make sure we're matched up.
They bring a freshman off the bench, I believe, was not on the team last year. She's averaging 8.5 points, 8 rebounds a game. She brings a little spark off the bench for him.
Yeah, she's got that Grafton name to mirror, so a lot of good athletes that have gone through the school system here with that name. So we've got to be aware of her and, you know, just make sure we box out and take care of the boards, and we get a chance to run. Maybe we can run.
Well, Coach, have some fun tonight, and good luck.
Thanks, BJ.
That is Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton. The Bassett Motors starting lineups are next when Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? 4 great reasons are Dr. Bone, Dr. Frelick, Dr. Jangula, and now introducing Dr. Jordan Thomas. 4 of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Back in Grafton, it's now time for the Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visiting Cardinals, it's the usual suspects, you might say. At one guard, a 5'9 senior Sienna Top, averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per ball game. At the other guard, a 5'8 sophomore Mara Johnson, 8.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per ball game. At one forward, a junior at 5'8 Harper Coleman, 6.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2 assists per ball game. At the other forward, 5'8 sophomore Aniston Hornet, the team's leading scorer with 11 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists in 11 games. And Mara Coots, is in the middle. 5'11 sophomore center averages 8.5 points, 7.5 rebounds per game. For 27th year Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton, 477 wins, 161 losses. And for the Grafton Spoilers, there is a change to the lineup. Starting at one guard, a 5'7 senior, Isabel Warnerovitz. 1.1 rebound, 1 assist per game. This is because Paige Suda is out ill tonight. Another guard, 5'6 senior, Jocelyn Kalbrenner. 6 points, 2.5 rebounds, a point and a half, or an assist and a half per game. The other guard is 5'6 senior, Gabby Ray. 9.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. The swing position player is Emma. Let's try that again. The swing position player is Emma LeClerc. 7 points, 3 rebounds, and assist per game. And in the middle, 5'9 senior forward Elle Schumacher. 13.5 points, 8.5 rebounds. For Wade Haugen and the Grafton Spoilers. This, of course, Vinny, the only meeting of the year between the two, so it's a double counter. With the win, Carrington would be 7-1 in region play.
Right, Carrington would definitely have a big jump in the region if they're able to get this win. It's definitely a big win for both teams, and Grafton's going to be looking to pull off an upset, and we'll see which one can happen out or happens in the night.
Cardinals are in all red with white numbers outlined in black. Spoilers in all white with maroon cursive lettering and maroon numbers outlined in gold. They'll move from right to left. Carrington from left to right. Vinny, you got some keys to this one?
I think Grafton's going to have to try to not let Carrington play to their momentum. Carrington likes to play fast and play to their speed. I think Grafton's going to have to try to shut that down right away in the game to throw Carrington off. And for Carrington, I think they just got to play to their strengths. They just got to keep doing what they're doing on defense like they have in the past few games. And if their offense starts hot tonight, I think it's going to be a great game for Carrington.
Well, it is the Cardinals and the Grafton Spoilers. And when we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
On tap, I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett.
The lineup's being introduced here in Grafton. BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel back with you. We're happy to have you with us tonight on KDAK FM 100.1 AM 1600, the Cardinal. Online at newsdakota.com on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to open KDAK, the Cardinal. Vinny's behind the camera because We will have highlights of this one on This Week in Carrington Sports, Sunday 9 to 7 on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube channel. A couple of notes from the weather today. The Wrestling Triangular in Walhalla with Pembina County North and Northern Lights was postponed to Tuesday, February 3rd. That's good news for us because now Dennis Freeman will bring you that here on KDAK the Cardinal a week from Tuesday. And what that also means is that Cardinal boys basketball against New Salem Almont will be on YouTube only. And so we're excited to have a little more wrestling for you on KDAK, the Cardinal. Again, if you are looking for Cardinal boys basketball, you can find it on Thunder Country 98.3. And Kyle Hewitt will have it for you. If he's not already underway, he's going to be very shortly from Mayville, as it's the Cardinals and Mayport CG, with both teams looking for their first region wins of the year. Vinny, what do you make of that game? We saw Carrington on Monday. When they're going, it's really good. The thing is, the turnovers really hurt them Monday, and the three-point shooting for rugby was very good.
Right, I think Carrington definitely struggled offensively as they weren't able to connect on a lot of shots, but I think defensively they just need to really just play to their own speed. They need to just get back to their pace and momentum, and I think that they'll be just fine.
What did I tell you on the way over here? What prediction did I make?
Oh, man, I don't remember. That was a long time ago, BJ.
I think tonight is a historic night because I think Carrington, for the first time, is going to win a Class A boys region game.
That's right.
It's Wouldn't definitely... it be ironic on the day of that ruling if that's what happened?
Right.
Schumacher and Coots ready to jump center here in Grafton. We hope you enjoy it. And away we go. The opening tip is controlled by Mara Coots, but then it's stolen and taken back. So eventually Carrington, the opening possession. On the right side with Mara Coots. She's picked up by Cal Brenner. On the left side, Sienna Top finds Mara Johnson for a three. It's an air ball short and goes out of bounds. Over to Grafton it goes with 18 seconds elapsed in our first quarter. Carrington will show pressure, and breaking it is Gabby Ray. Then she lost it momentarily. It came out wide. Schumacher tried to drive and got cut off. Right side, here is Gabby Ray. Straight away for Cal Brenner. It's a 1v1 defense, and a post entry is knocked away by Mara Coots, who really did not leave a path for the ball to get to Schumacher there. That was very good defense. A baseline left inbound comes into Schumacher, who starts a drive and gets blocked by Mara Johnson. Up ahead, Johnson on the right side dumps it down to Coots, who has a mismatch on her. She tries to shuffle it off. Turnaround jumper instead for Mara. 2-0 Carrington. Mara Coots, the opening basket of this ball game. And then nearly a steal. Carrington into their half-court 1v1 defense, and Warner Ovitz turns it over on a travel. She is starting in place of the excellent Paige Suda, who is ill tonight. Carrington knows all about that. They probably don't have a region loss if Mara Johnson wasn't ill. On the right side, Hornet. Straight away, Harper Coleman. Left elbow, Mara Coots. Ball fakes, gets inside and lays it up, and off the mark. Rebound, put back, Hornet too strong. And it's a held ball that gives it to Grafton. Boy, oh boy, that was a great ball fake by Mara Coots.
Right, it was definitely a great post move by Mara Coots. She just couldn't finish it.
We played a minute and a half on the bank forward scoreboard, 2-0 Carrington. Remember in this game last year, it was a wild first quarter. Carrington had over 20 points. Then it became a rock fight. They get a steal. Mara Johnson stops, pops, and drops from eight. Mara Johnson doubles the lead. It's 4-0 Carrington on the bank forward scoreboard. At the other end, getting inside, putting it up and putting it in is Al Schumacher, and it's a 4-2 Carrington advantage. Here's Coots in the mid post, going left, stops, spins back right, then left, kicks it out to Harper Coleman. Down to Aniston Hornet, tries to go to Coots, it deflects out to Johnson, down to Coots, who lays it in. What a ball from Mara Johnson to Mara Coots, and Carrington leads 6-2, a steal, Aniston Hornet lays it in. 8-2, and a Dactyl timeout is called by the Grafton Spoilers. A very fast start for Carrington. They lead it 8-2. It's a 30, so we'll keep it here. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Denny, if Grafton can't break this press, this is going to get away from them in a big way.
Right. They definitely need to wake up, and they need to pick up their pace a little bit. They definitely started off slow, and now they're going to have to make up for it.
And Carrington's flying around defensively.
Right. Their defense has definitely been playing high at a high level, as we all know from past few games, and definitely shows that they're not taking their foot off the gas.
It's an 8-2 start for the Cards on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Not yet 2.5 minutes in. Schumacher has her pass to Fleck, but it does find Kalbrenner. And now they'll run in offense. Right side, ball faking is Emma LeClerc. Right side, here's a long three-pointer that is an air ball out of bounds for Gabby Ray. Now, Ray is only a 21% three-point shooter, and when you couple that with the Carrington defense that allows 18% for the year from beyond the arc, that's not a high-percentage shot. Here's Aniston Hornet down to Mara Coots. Ball fakes, dribbles right, picks up her dribble, finds Coleman in the post to lay it in. Harper Coleman's first basket. Carrington off and running now. It's 10-2. And nearly another steal at half court. Here's Ray giving to Kalbrenner. Right side, Warner Roberts. On the left side, Schumacher tries to drive on Coots and gets stuffed by Mara. Oh my goodness, Coots is everywhere early. Mara Johnson the rebound. Up ahead, Aniston Hornet drives in, kicks it out to Harper Coleman on the right wing. Coleman down the lane, gives to Coots, who drives past Schumacher. Mara, spin, kick, Hornet, open three. Off the front of the rim, rebound Schumacher. And here come the Spoilers almost halfway through the first quarter. They're down 10-2. Right side, Ray dumps it down, stolen by Sienna Top. And here comes Carrington, leading by 8 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. It's Mara Johnson, right wing. Skip it. Aniston Hornet down to Mara Coots. Two dribbles in, goes right, stops, goes back left, missed the layup, got it back, and finishes. Mara Coots is dominating the early portion of this game. It is 12-2 Carrington. She's already got 6. At the other end, Schumacher gets trapped and almost lost the ball. Kick out. Here's an open three that's long, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Sienna Top. Good save by Gabby Ray. Here comes Cody Thiel, 5'5 sophomore guard for Carrington. The Spoilers bring in Mae Thompson, 5'9 junior forward, as well as Willow Demers, a 5'11 freshman forward, and Kendra French, a 5'2 freshman guard. French has it at the head of the key against Cody Thiel. Right side, they hand it back to French. Dump it down to Demers. That name has aura around here. 6 to shoot now for Grafton. Getting inside and getting fouled by Mara Johnson was Gabby Ray, and she'll shoot 2. Boy, oh boy, Vinny, they just don't make it easy when you're trying to run an offense.
Right, Carrington's defense has been able to dominate in this first quarter, and Grafton just hasn't figured out how they're going to stop him yet.
This is a bad free throw shooting team. The first one is long. They are a 51% free throw shooting team. The second one upcoming for Ray is good. Well, 1 out of 2. It's called an average for a reason. It's 12-3. Down the right side, nobody picks up Sienna Top for 3. That's long. Offensive rebound, Cody Thiel, and she is tied up. It'll stay with Carrington. 3:05 to play, opening quarter, 12-3 Cardinals on the bank forward scoreboard. Aniston Hornet baseline right inbound to Sienna top. Here's Mara Johnson looking for Hornet left wing. She drives the lane, kicks it out right side. Cody Thiel a three. Short and taken in by Kendra French. Here come the Spoilers down by nine. And dribbling right is Gabby Ray. She shuffles it off to Schumacher, who gets inside and got reached in on by Aniston Hornet, her first, team second. Harper Coleman in for Mara Johnson. This is kind of a weird game, Vinny, because Harper's matchup is not that obvious. It could be anybody.
Right, she definitely has been guarding usually the main best player on the teams, but here she's just kind of able to guard anyone.
Here's Gabby Ray driving right, floats it up way off the mark, and guess who got the rebound? Harper Coleman did. She was fouled by Gabby Ray. Her first, team's first. 12-3 Cardinals, 2:30 to play in the opening quarter on the bank forward scoreboard. Mara has a word with her dad, assistant coach Dave Johnson. Also, Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson. Here is Sienna Top giving left side, Mara Coots. Down to cutting Hornet, who got fouled. She'll shoot two. Hornet on the year, a 69% free throw shooter. The foul is the first on Mae Thompson, and the team's second. First one for Annie is long. And back in Jocelyn Kalbrenner. And look at this. It's for Schumacher. So Vinny Grafton going a little small.
Right, and that's definitely going to have to hopefully help them, because they're hopefully going to look for a couple threes so they can try to catch up in the score a little bit in this first quarter.
A split of the pair. It's 13-3 as Carrington leads and a steal. That's Cody Thiel the other way. She was right where the pass went. On the left side, Sienna Top into the corner for Coleman. Down to Coots. Spinning left, laying it up. Missed it short. Rebound taken in by Thompson and then nearly taken away. Down the right side. Spinning left is Kalbrenner. And she'll leave it for Gabby Ray, who dumps it down too far for Demers and out of bounds. Mara Johnson in for Mara Coots. I tell you what, that's a good hand that you're hearing in the background. Mara Coots earned that hand with a really good six-minute shift right there. Johnson down to Hornet. One dribble left. Kick out left side. Open jumper, Harper Coleman. No. Rebound, Aniston Hornet. She kicks it to Coleman. Skip it, Mara Johnson. Her triple is long. Rebound taken in by Grafton and Willow Demers. Down the left side. Quickly, here comes Kendra French. And she has it taken away by Mara Johnson. And then a held ball will, I believe, keep it with Grafton. It will. LeClerc back in. Remember, Emma LeClerc is the young lady who had the knee injury 2 years ago. She's been healthy since, and that's good to see. On the left side, French. Up top for LeClerc. Against Harper Coleman. Leaves it, then gets it back. And that is far too pacey of a post feed. Too much on it. It goes out of bounds. I mean, look, post players are really good at a lot of things. Catching hot potatoes is typically not one of them. On the left side, Harper Coleman down to Aniston Hornet. Two dribbles in, kick out. Cody Thiel, open three. A little long, rebound, Sienna Top. And a second chance at it for Carrington. Top leaves for Cody Thiel. Driving left is Cody. Leaves it for Harper Coleman. Up top, Sienna gets a screen. The senior down the lane, missed it. Short rebound, Kalbrenner. And Kalbrenner is tied, well, eventually, that's going to be a tie ball, and it's going to go to Carrington. 13-3, Cardinals, late first quarter. Shot clock is dark. Mara Coots is back in for Cody Thiel. Can't argue with Cody's shift right there either. Got a couple good looks. Great defense. Cody's turning into a nice player off the bench. Here's Coots. Kick out Harper Coleman. Carrington wants to hold for one, I think. Yep, Andy Broughton has one finger in the air. And so with 12 on the timer, they'll begin to run their offense. Here's Mara Johnson with 9. Coots, backdoor cut deflected and stolen. The other way, French shuffles it off right side to Ray. Ray down the lane, puts it up, missed it. That's the quarter. We have played 1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard with Carrington leading Grafton 13-3. And Cardinal basketball will continue on the i3G Sports Network.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection Bassett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
Walters and Rappel back with you. Carrington 13, Grafton 3 after 1. Benny, the great, not good, great defense by Carrington.
Right,
just
I think.
Continues.
Right, I think the defense just has taken another step up so far tonight. And based off the past few games, they're going to just keep getting better and better on their defense.
You know, their last game of the season is against a team that really struggles to score. I just wonder what that's going to look like. Getting run into was Gabby Ray, and she'll shoot two. The foul is the second on Mara Johnson, so that's a bit of an issue for Carrington. Ray, 1 for 2 in the first quarter, sinks this one. It's 13-4. And back in, or in for the first time, Maya Nice, 5'7 freshman guard, 4 points, a rebound and a half per game. Second one is short and a rebound, Mara Coots. She immediately gets doubled, finds Aniston Hornet. It's a 9-point Carrington lead at 13-4. Hornet around a screen, hands it off, Maya Nice. Sienna top head of the key, right side, Harper Coleman down to Mara Coots, who got doubled, lost it, kicks it out to the wing. Still 12 to shoot for Carrington. Post entry knocked away and out of bounds to Gabby Ray. For those of you going, what's he talking about? Minnie, the last game of the regular season is at Lisbon. Baseline inbound with 8 to shoot. It comes into Maya Nice for 3. A little long. Backside rebound, Harper Coleman. She keeps it in and gets it to Hornet. Right side, Maya Nice, wide open 3. Off the rim, rebound, Harper Coleman. Here's Sienna top. Down to a wide open Aniston Hornet, who gets inside and finishes. Vinny, that's how you know she was open. She was clapping her hands like a crazy person because she wanted the basketball, and it's 15-4. Here's a long three at the other end that's good for Emma LeClerc. And it's 15-7 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Here's Hornet spinning left. Goes left side, Harper Coleman, wraparound feed, Coots, kick out, top, wide open 3. That's a little long, rebound Coots, kick out, top, she'll try it again. A little long, rebound Aniston Hornet, deflected ball to the head of the key, and a foul is called on Sienna top. Well, one thing we can say, Vinny, is Carrington's ice cold from 3.
Right, they've definitely had a lot of chances to come up with some points, but a lot of those threes outside the arc just are not hitting.
And they're wide open?
Right, they've definitely had a lot of great setup shots. They just haven't been able to connect on a lot of them.
Mara Johnson comes back in for Sienna top. Cardinals lead by 8 at 15-7. On the right side, it's with Kalbrenner. finds Schumacher, high post, kick out left side to Mares. Schumacher starts a drive and lost the ball, a travel. You know, that's not a bad matchup for Grafton. You get Schumacher on Anniston Hornet, that should be advantage Grafton, but Anniston might be a little undersized for a forward. She does not play undersized. Here's Harper Coleman. Left side, Maya Nice. It's Carrington's favorite play. And that time it gets a foul on Schumacher, her first. It's that weak side, high post screen for the person who just passed it to get downhill back door. Carrington to throw it in. It's Mara Coots holding and finding Maya Nice at the head of the key. Right side, they do it the other way, and Hornet couldn't quite catch the pass. 5:49 to go. First half, bank forward scoreboard reads Carrington 15, Grafton 7. With the Cardinal boys getting ready to get rocking and rolling in Mayville. On the right side, a steal. Anniston Hornet gets it to Mara Coots, and she is fouled. And the foul is on Demers, her first, team second. Back into the lineup comes Sienna Top. Johnson, a step back three. There you go. Mara Johnson with a three, and Carrington's lead is 18-7. On the left side, a post entry. Here comes Schumacher, spinning into a double, misses. Demers, the offensive rebound. She's partially blocked. Rebound Hornet. Here comes the sophomore down the right side. Gets inside and travels. A turnover. 18-7 with 4:56 to play in the first half, and Mae Thompson returns for Willow Demers, and that brings Harper Coleman back in for Anniston Hornet. Carrington in total control, 18-7. Here's Gabby Ray against Maya Nice. Ray dumps it to Mae Thompson. Leclerc gives it up top, a three. Is in and out. Rebound Mara Johnson off the right hand of Cal Brenner. On the right side, it's Maya Nice getting baseline to put it up too strong, and she was fouled. She'll shoot two. She was fouled by Gabby Ray. And it's Ray's second, team's third. Maya Nice is shooting a pair. Maya, a 67% free throw shooter on the season, her first one. Tickles the twine, and we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
With Vinny Rappel, BJ Walters with you. Both free throws good for Maya. It's 20-7 Carrington. On the left side, holding is Ray, who stays in with two fouls. Probably wouldn't if Paige Suda was available tonight. And a foul is called down low on Mara Coots, her first. And Kyle Hewitt has just started on Thunder Country 98-3 for the boys game. Sophie Spitzer, 5'11 junior center, is checked in. Here's Leclerc up top. Swung around to the left. Driving on Spitzer is Schumacher, and Maya Nice took it right out of her hands. She just literally reached in and said, "Give me that." Sienna Top at the head of the key between the rings. Goes left side, Harper Coleman, who ball fakes, drives baseline, kick out. Here's Top, right side, Hornet. Dribbles left and finds Harper Coleman. More than halfway through the second quarter. It's Anniston Hornet down to Sophie Spitzer. Back to Hornet, who drives in and got fouled. She'll shoot two. Anniston 1-for-2 at the line in the first quarter. This time she will go after a foul on Elle Schumacher, her second. Team's fourth, and Cardinal basketball season brought to you by CHI, St. Alexius Health, Carrington Medical Center. Compassionate care close to home. The first free throw for the sophomore Hornet is right down the middle, 21-7. Second one upcoming. It's long. Rebound, Demers, who just checked back in. And the freshman can bring it right to left down the left side. Tries to make a post entry, and Aniston Hornet knocks it out of bounds. Carrington by 14, bank forward scoreboard. Looking to throw it in is Ray. She does short, then gets it back. Leaves for Kalbrenner. Up top, LeClerc. Left side, Demers. Holds and dumps it off to Ray. It's Kalbrenner. Down towards Demers, knocked away from her. Kalbrenner tries it again against Aniston Hornet. Spins and gives to Ray with 8 to shoot. Ray, a deep three. It's good. Gabby Ray, a triple. She's got 5, and it's 21-10 Carrington. 3 minutes left in the half. It's down to Sophie Spitzer. Kick out, deflected out of bounds. Cardinal basketball brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Coots is back in, so too Mara Johnson. And the inbound is to Mara, and she pops a three. Boom! Mara Johnson with a three, and the Cardinals lead 24-10. Johnson with 8. On the left side, LeClerc holds and gives to Ray. Gabby Ray dribbles with the right hand, gets downhill, and gets blocked by Hornet. My goodness. Aniston stuffed it big time. And here she comes the other way with a 14-point lead. Right side, Mara Johnson holds and skips it to the head of the key for Coleman. Now Coots, left elbow, drives in on Demers and missed it short. Offensive rebound top, and she's fouled by Demers. So Sienna to the free throw line. And she's been good this year at the line, 73%. Carrington shooting 70% from the free throw line as a team. There's nothing wrong with that. The first one's long. 24-10 Carrington. Back in comes Maya Nice for Mara Johnson. Second one is long. Rebound, Coleman, and she had it taken away at the death by Willow Demers. And the other way. French gives it right side. Here's Warner Roberts up top for Ray. Mid-post feed, kick out right side. 1:45 left in the half on the bank forward scoreboard. 8 to shoot for Grafton. Demers' shot is a wild miss, and then Maya Nice is fouled. If that's Demers, that's 3. It's not. It's Kendra French's first in free throws for Maya Nice. Well, Vinnie Carrington's all over the rebounds, all over Grafton defensively. And granted, now the Spoilers have hit a couple threes. If not for that, this would be really one-sided.
Right. I think it's like we've seen earlier in the year, that rebounds and turnovers are big reasons why Carrington wins games, because they control the rebounds and they force the other team to have a lot more turnovers, and that's how they are hopefully going to win tonight.
First one's good, second one's good. Maya Nice 4-for-4 from the free throw line this quarter. 26-10 Carrington. Their largest lead. Up top, a give to May Thompson at the elbow. Right side, a three, and that is why they still have a shot. Gabby Ray hits her second, and Grafton's third. It's 26-13. Here's Hornet around a screen, driving left. Aniston spins, goes to Coots. Kick out. Sienna top of three. A little short. Rebound, deflects all around. Still loose, held ball. And I believe that will give it to Carrington. Baseline inbound Cardinals with 1:01 to play in the half. And now they're talking about the shot clock. And it is a reset to 35 with 101 to play in the half. Hornet throws it in deep to Maya Nice, who gets a screen, gives to Harper Coleman, who drives left, stops, wraparound feed Coots. She got doubled and tied up. It goes the other way. Coming up, Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. We'll give you stats, and if there are any, we'll give you some scores. And we'll preview what's to come on KDAK, the Cardinal, because it's about to get busy in all capital letters. Right side, French, into the mid post for Mae Thompson. Left side, faking a three was Ray. She's hit two of them. Right side, Demers. Gets inside. It gets tied up by Maya Nice. It goes back to Carrington with a dark shot clock. LeClerc back in for the Spoilers. Cardinals 26-13 over Grafton. Here's Aniston Hornet. They can hold for one, and that's what Andy Broughton wants them to do. He's got one finger in the air again. The Hall of Famer will call the play in just a second. Here's Hornet. Dribbling right, gets downhill. Wraparound feed, Maya Nice, a three. Long, rebound. Deflects to Harper Coleman, 4 seconds. Now it's with Aniston Hornet, 2 seconds. Hornet pops a three at the buzzer, long. And that's how the first half comes to a close. Well, Carrington's defense continues to be a story. And so at halftime, from Grafton, our score, Carrington 26 and Grafton 13. The Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report is next when Cardinal Basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Almost every referee will tell you it keeps them involved in the game, and they know a lot more about it. If you're a high school athlete or just out of school and want to stay in the game, call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activity Association at 701-845-3953. It's that easy.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
It's the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141 and heckle Kevin a little bit for us, will ya? I know he's listening. That's why I can say that. BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel back with you. 26-13, Carrington at halftime. Vinny, this looks awfully similar to what we've been seeing from Carrington.
Right, Carrington's been able to dominate their opponents in the past few games, and I think if they're they've been building on their momentum and building, they like to really play at their own speed, and I think they've been able to do that really well throughout the past few games. And I think that, they've just been able to dominate Grafton offensively, defensively, and they're just playing at their own speed.
you know, part of being allowed to play at your own speed is the amount of turnovers that they force with that press.
Right. They definitely were able to force a lot of turnovers. Grafton was not able to figure out how to beat the press right away for about the first, I'd say the whole first half, really. They didn't really figure it out. But if Grafton's able to figure it out, they still have a chance to come back in this game.
The scoring in the first half, Mara Johnson had 8 for Carrington, 6 each for Mara Coots and Aniston Hornet, 4 points for Maya Nice and 2 for Harper Coleman. For Grafton, 8 points from Gabby Ray, 3 from Emma LeClerc, and 2 from Elle Schumacher. And look, if not for the 3-point shooting, this would be over already, because the Spoilers have hit 3 threes, 2 free throws, and 1 2-point basket. And, Vinny, we talk a lot about several different aspects to Carrington's game, but think back to before Mara Coots gets the stint put in. She was out of breath, having to fight it a little bit. She comes back, she's confident in being able to do this for long stretches, and now nobody can score in the paint against Carrington.
Right, she's definitely a big player for this team, and she's able to, I think she really stepped up her game in the post. She's been able to make a lot more post moves in the past few games, and she's just been able to really connect on offense and defense for this team.
She just really looks like a different basketball player since that procedure.
Right, she really does. She's been able to really improve the past few weeks, and I think she's going to continue to do that.
Carrington 26-13 over Grafton. Elsewhere in the region tonight, there's not a lot to tell you about, and there's even less when you consider Harvey, Wells County, and Thompson were postponed tonight. Valley City and Kindred are playing over in Region 1, and I don't believe that that's underway quite yet. And I can tell you for certain the Carrington boys and Mayport CG are not yet underway, because I'm looking at it right now on my computer and they are still warming up. You can find that game on Thunder Country 98.3. Kyle Hewitt has it for you, and Vinny, sure looks to me like we're going to have something to watch or listen to, on Thunder Country 98.3 on the way home, because we're way ahead of where they are.
Right, it's definitely hopefully going to be a great game, and I think it's hopefully going to be Carrington's first region win.
Here, 26-13. We'll come back and tell you about all the craziness that we have coming up on KDAK the Cardinal. We'll do that in just a moment when the Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
It's 26-13 Carrington at the half. Let's talk about what's coming up on KDAK, the Cardinal. And tomorrow, boys wrestling head to Lisbon for the 2026 Storhaug Invitational. 4:45 or so with Dennis and Kyle on KDAK, the Cardinal. And then 10 a.m. right after church on Saturday. Then we're back with you Monday from Central Valley High School. Carrington boys basketball against HCB. Vinny and I will bring it to you. Tuesday, it's back to the friendly confines of the East Gymnasium. These Carrington girls against the Devil's Lake Firebirds. Then Thursday against the Kindred Vikings. And Saturday against the Hillsborough Central Valley Burros. So, Vinny, if people could do with a little less of us on the radio, they're going to be sorely disappointed.
Absolutely.
Well, not a disappointing half at all for Carrington. They lead 26-13 at the break, and that's tonight's Central City H2O Carrington Halftime Report. When we come back, the second half begins on the i3G Sports Network.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Here at Old National Bank of Carrington, we prefer to be the bank of choice that helps our clients fulfill their dreams, passionately supports our communities, and invests in the growth and development of our team members. Our mission has deep roots and a trusted partner. We invest our time, heart, and expertise so that our clients and communities thrive. Come see us today at Old National Bank from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on Main Street in Carrington.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Committed to serving you with compassion, Evans Funeral Home of Carrington in New Rockford, always available with the care you require, even at the most difficult time. You can count on Evans Funeral Home to provide guidance and answers when it comes to pre-planning, finding the perfect monument or marker to honor your loved one, or for service arrangements. Contact Evans Funeral Home in New Rockford at 947-2911 or in Carrington at 652-3003.
It's one of those geeky numbers, but let's take a look at it. Vinny Carrington has played 11 games this year. They've outscored their opponents from the three-point line in all 11. But right now they trail 9-6 from three.
Right, it's definitely been an interesting game so far, as Carrington's not been able to connect on a lot of threes, but I think that they've definitely been able to really dominate everything else.
Again, Cardinals back at it Tuesday. We think we're in for a good one Tuesday. Remember, last year, Devil's Lake was rolling. They came to Carrington, and Carrington made quite the statement with a double-digit win at home over Devil's Lake last year. So we'll see what it looks like Tuesday. And then Thursday, it's Kindred. We'll keep you updated on Kindred and Valley City tonight, because I watched the game on Tuesday for Kindred at their rival Central Cass. Vinny, I got to tell you, they didn't look very good.
Right. It's definitely going to be an interesting second half to see if Grafton's able to really catch back up in the scoring.
Here we go. They have the basketball. Carrington comes out in a half-court trap. Here's a three for LeClerc. It's off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Put back Schumacher. 26-15. Schumacher with four. Here's Mara Johnson. Cardinals by 11, bank forward scoreboard. Johnson gives, Harper Coleman. Left side, Aniston Hornet into the post. Here is Mara Coots at the right elbow. Gives to Mara Johnson, who wants a screen from Coots. A jumper doesn't go. She got her own miss. Kick out. Hornet, three blocked. Blocked by Schumacher and rebounded by Kalbrenner. At the other end, two on one, and it's a poor pass. Oh, they had numbers, Vinny.
They really did. They just were not able to connect on the points.
26-15 Cards. Here's Mara Johnson with the right, now left-handed dribble. Step back. A three for Mara. Spins off. Rebound Schumacher. And she's got numbers. Three on two. Schumacher gives left side. Kick out. Three by Ray is off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound Schumacher. And she goes back inside and lays it home. And it's down to nine. Schumacher with six. It's a 7-0 run for the Spoilers. Harper Coleman down to Mara Coots. Holding. Driving left, gets inside and lays it home. Mara Coots gets the layup, and it's 28-17, Cardinals. She's got eight. She had six in that opening quarter. High post feed, driving in, laying it home and drawing the foul is Schumacher. Well, Vinny, I think we can see what the strategy was at halftime. Get the ball to 33.
Absolutely, and I think it's worked so far coming out of the halftime, and we'll see if that continues.
Three-point play opportunity for Schumacher. Rattles it home, 28-20. It is a 10-2 run for the Spoilers. Mara Johnson, right side to Aniston Hornet. Back to Coleman. Down to Coots. Kick out Hornet. Back for Coots. Knocked out of bounds by Schumacher. She's got a little spring to her step at the beginning of this third quarter. 20 to shoot for Carrington. Sienna top at the head of the key. Down towards Coots. Not a great pass. Coots comes out to play it. Finds Coleman in the post, and she's fouled. Harper shoots two. Harper shooting two on the foul by LeClerc. Her first. Team's first. First free throw for Coleman rolls home. 29-20. Cardinal boys underway now with Mayport CG. Coleman comes in, 72% at the line. She split the pair. Rebound, Schumacher, and she stepped out of bounds right by Andy Broughton. A turnover that gives it back to the Cards, who lead by nine. Hornet throws into Sienna top. Near the S, goes left side to Coots. Short corner, jumper by Hornet. Long, rebounding foul, Harper Coleman. Her first, team's second of the third quarter. Here is Ray. Left side, Kalbrenner. Warner Roberts, double dribbles, turnover. And it goes back to Carrington. 5:30 to play, third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads 29-20 Carrington, leading Grafton. It's Harper Coleman, poked free from her, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cards. And Harper Coleman, beautiful pass. Mara Coots and one. What a ball by Harper Coleman, and a chance at a three-point play.
Perfect pass by Coleman as she was able to make a perfect bounce. Exactly what you want, the perfect bounce pass to your post.
Coots is short with it. Rebound Schumacher, 31-20 Carrington. Schumacher the other way, left side. Warner Roberts, a lefty three, is long. Backside board deflects down to LeClerc, who saves it in to Ray. Now Ray drives left and shuffles it right to Aniston Hornet. Another turnover. Here's Top holding, finds Hornet in the post to lay it up and in, and Carrington's lead is 33-20. Aniston Hornet has eight. Ray, left side, dumps it to the mid post. Schumacher gets inside and can't finish. Rebound Harper Coleman, and a held ball will give it to Carrington. Boy, Schumacher did the tough part making that catch. Mara Coots had gambled. She gets inside and can't finish. 33-20 Carrington. Back in Cody Thiel as Mara Johnson gets a breather. Here's Hornet dribbling right, kick out. Sienna top on the right side finds Mara Coots, who pops from the elbow and rolls it off the rim. Rebound down to Gabby Ray. Ray holding, goes into the middle, good pass. Now right side, Schumacher inside, lays it home. Schumacher, how about this, with 9 in the quarter, 11 in the game, it's 33-22. Aniston Hornet giving to Sienna, top right wing, around a screen from Coots. Down to Mara, who lays it up and in. Mara Coots, another good basket. She's got 12, and it's 35-22 Carrington. And a near steal, a held ball. It'll stay at this end. 3-3-3 on the clock, third quarter, 35-22. An update from Mayville. The Patriots scored the first five. Carrington have scored the next seven. They lead 7-5 early. You can hear it on Thunder Country 98.3. Left side holding. It's with LeClerc. Post entry towards Demers, stolen by Coots. Up ahead, Cody Thiel drives the lane, puts it up, got blocked. Rebound to Demers. And Maya Nice will check in. At the other end, Gabby Ray never really had her balance. So she throws it up, rebound Mara Johnson. She throws it between the legs of Mara Coots to Cody Thiel. She did not do that on purpose, but it worked out. Here's Mara Johnson. Around a screen. It's Coots, left side Hornet. Sienna top cuts, Hornet drives. Leaves for Cody Thiel to pop a three. Air ball, and it's taken in by Grafton. Here they come, down by 13. And a Dactyl timeout is called by Grafton coach Wade Haugen. It is a full. We will take it as well. 2:31 to play. Third quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. Carrington 35, Grafton 32. Cardinal basketball will continue on the I3G Sports Network.
Central City H2O of Carrington has all of your beverage, water bottle, dispenser, and vending needs covered. They serve a 15-county area and deliver to home, office, and work sites a line of water and other products. Visit centralcityh2o.com or call 701-652-2141. Visit them on Facebook for more information about in-home and office deliveries and the products available. Hydrate your home and office. Central City H2O of Carrington. We supply the water and vending you need where you need it.
35-22 Carrington. They've led by as many as 16 in this game. Right now it's 13. Vinny, what have you made of it? Vinny can't hear me at the moment. Can you hear me now? You can't.
Yep, I can hear you now.
What have you made of this? It seems like the only offense for the Spoilers right now is Schumacher.
Right. It's definitely been a different change of events in the third period because Grafton's been able to score a lot more points than we were expecting coming out of halftime, and now we'll see if they're able to continue to build on that.
Carrington comes out in a half-court trap. Mid-post, kick out right side, dumped down, and Demers is fouled by Coots, her third, and that might be a problem. We'll see. Willow Demers to the free throw line. The Cardinal boys up late first quarter, 14-12 over Mayport CG. Demers' free throw is there. She's 1-for-2 this year on free throws, now 2-for-3, and it's 35-23. Her first point. Second one good, 35-24. Carrington still with a double-digit lead. Here is Mara Johnson. Hornet dribbling left, now right. Finds Johnson around a screen. Mara steps into a three. It's short. Rebound taken in by the Spoilers. Up ahead, here they come with numbers. And the layup is left short, and it's out of bounds off Grafton. Off of Gabby Ray. A turnover. Cardinals with it up 11, under 2 minutes to play, third quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. On the right side, Mara Johnson around a screen. Gives to Aniston Hornet. Screen from Mara Johnson, kick to the corner, Harper Coleman drive, wraparound feed. Aniston Hornet long jumper, no, and it is saved in, but saved into Grafton, saved into Kendra French. And here they come the other way. On the right side, the layup goes for Mae Thompson, and the lead is single digits. It's 35-26. Here's Mara Johnson. under 110 now to play in the third quarter. Mara Kutz gets inside, spins, fakes, kicks it out. Mara Johnson, open look three short. Rebound taken in by Demers. And here comes Grafton. Gabby Ray. Deflected ball, gets it back. Ray from 27 feet spins off a three and a rebounding foul on Demers. And that is her third. Team's third. Meanwhile in Mayville, 107 to play in the first. Carrington 14, Mayport CG 12 on Thunder Country 98.3. Demers is out. Or no, she's not. I beg your pardon. She has stayed in. The substitution was Sophie Spitzer for Mara Kutz for Carrington. It was a big, just not that big. Here's Mara Johnson getting inside and getting blocked. Rebound, Demers. Here comes Schumacher the other way. Schumacher crosses over, gets inside, can't finish. Rebound, Demers. Her pass is stolen by Johnson. And Johnson has it poked out of bounds. Carrington will have the final possession of this quarter and the first possession of the fourth quarter. Here's Aniston Hornet. Left side, Harper Coleman. Back to Hornet. Right side, Mara Johnson. Hornet dribbles left. Now right. Finds Sienna top. 6 seconds. Top. Kick out. Mara Johnson, a three. Good! Mara Johnson, a three to close the third quarter. And that will give Carrington a 38-26 lead at the end of three on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and Cardinal basketball will continue on the i3G Sports Network.
When you work with your local Pioneer team, you gain hardworking partners who strive to know your every acre. Doug Retzloff is your local Pioneer seed sales representative in Carrington. Call Doug at Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC. He will do the best to match the right product on the right acre and supply you with unparalleled choices of Pioneer seed products treated with Lumigen brand seed treatment to protect your investment. Doug and his team also carry a complete lineup of livestock feed and minerals. Retzloff Seed and Supply LLC in Carrington, near the roundabout.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Well, Vinny, Carrington leading by 12 as we go to the fourth quarter.
Right, Carrington's definitely been able to stop Grafton from scoring in the past couple minutes of the third period. I think that Grafton really wasn't able to connect on a lot of shots towards the end, and now we'll see what happens in the fourth period.
Cardinals have it to begin the fourth, and Mara Johnson's going to take another three and hit the front of the rim. Rebound, Schumacher. And here comes Grafton, down by 12, getting inside, and finishing with the left hand is Gabby Ray. She's got 10, it's 38-28. It's top for Mara Johnson. Left side, Harper Coleman drives, stops, leaves it for Sophie Spitzer. Here's Johnson. Around a screen, Mara gives to Spitzer, left side, Harper Coleman. She'll dribble right, give it to Sienna Top. Right side, Mara Johnson left alone for three. It's long. Rebound, Sienna Top had it and lost it. And that may have been a travel. It wasn't called. And Grafton comes out of there with it. Gabby Ray fell down. That's why I said that. Now Ray down the lane to lay it home. She's got 12. It's 38-30. And Dactyl timeout is called by Andy Broughton. Will take it as well. 6:52 to go. Fourth quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard, 38-30 Carrington. And Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
On the field, every second counts. And when injuries happen, you need a hometown advantage. At JRMC Orthopedics, our local team offers fast access to expert care, so you don't have to travel out of town. From sprains and all the way to joint replacements, every same day, we've got you covered. The best plays start with getting back in the game. Orthopedic care that keeps you moving. It's right here. Visit JRMCND.com to learn more.
The Carrington Area Healthy Communities Coalition is a partnership of individuals and organizations working together to create a healthier community in which to work, live, and play. They support alcohol, drugs, smoking, vaping, and suicide prevention programs and promote activities such as pickleball, yoga, and park improvement. Their mission is to promote and support physical and mental health activities, prevention services, and community learning initiatives that promote a healthy lifestyle for the people of Carrington and surrounding areas. Visit healthycarrington.org.
Well, the first 4 points of the fourth quarter to Grafton. They're within 38-30. Back to play. Cardinals have it. 6:45 to play. Mara Johnson holds and gives to Mara Coots. Left side, Aniston Hornet. Down to Harper Coleman, who works her way in. Wraparound feed. Coots from the elbow. Long. Rebound taken in by Kalbrenner. And here comes Grafton down by 8. Kalbrenner, right side to LeClerc. In the corner, Schumacher starts a drive, skips it left side. Taking a three is Mae Thompson. She goes to the head of the key, right side LeClerc. Head of the key again, it's Kalbrenner, right side. Driving in is Schumacher. She puts it up, air ball. And it's saved in, but right to Harper Coleman. Here comes Carrington up by 8. Coleman hesitates. Finds Coots, who gets all the way in to finish with the left hand. Mara Coots having a real good ball game. She leads Carrington in scoring with 14, and it's 40-30. Left side, it's with Gabby Ray, skipping right side. LeClerc tries to get inside and got fouled. And it's on Harper Coleman, her second. It's on the floor, a baseline inbound. First team foul of the fourth quarter on Carrington. 5:38 to play, and the Cardinals up 10, looking to get to 7-1 in region play. And the inbounds pass comes to Schumacher, and she lays it home. She got past Coots. Schumacher, a great second half, 11 of her 13. It's 40-32 Carrington. Hornet around a screen. Leaves for Sienna top. Left side, Harper Coleman. Ball faking. Coots right side. To Hornet left alone for three. Off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Coleman. Pops it out to Sienna top. The senior gives to Aniston Hornet. Ball faking going right. Annie puts it up. No, but a foul. She'll shoot two. The foul is called on Emma LeClerc, her third. Team's first of the fourth quarter, and the free throw goes down for Hornet, who is now 3-for-5 tonight. She's got 9. This would give her double-figure scoring tonight. And it pops off. A rebound, Schumacher. And she almost traveled. Now goes towards the middle, Kalbrenner. Left side, LeClerc, a three. It's long and taken in by Coots. And here's Harper Coleman down the right side. Coleman for Carrington, leading by 9 with 4:40 to play in the fourth on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Mara Johnson dribbles with the left hand, passes with the right and finds Harper Coleman right wing. Still 15 to shoot. Coleman to Coots. Left side, Sienna top. Dribbles between the rings. Left side, Mara Johnson, a three, wide right. Rebound taken in. And then being fouled by Sienna top was Gabby Ray. That's the second on top. And the second on Carrington in the fourth quarter. Cardinals leading by 9 with 4:18 to play. And back in, Willow Demers. Cardinal boys trail 23-21 halfway through the second quarter on Thunder Country 98.3 tonight. Left side, Demers holds and gives to Schumacher. She'll pop from 19 long. Backside rebound comes down to Ray. Down to Demers working her way in. Missed it short. Rebound loose. It's a foul on Demers, her fourth. Team second. And the ball to Carrington, leading by 9 at the halfway mark of the fourth quarter, trying for their 7th consecutive victory. Hornet. Right side, Johnson. Left wing, Coleman. Down to Hornet. Spinning, firing, short. Rebound comes down to Schumacher. On the right side, Gabby Ray. Ray spins left, kicks it to the head of the key. Left side, Schumacher. Works her way in on Coots. Throws it up, missed it long. Rebound, Hornet. And Aniston breaks the initial ball pressure. Here's Coots, right side, towards Johnson. Down towards Coleman, who got blocked. Rebound, May Thompson. Here come the Spoilers, down by nine, and a foul on Sienna Top. Her third, team's third. Vinny, it's become a bit of a rock fight here in this fourth quarter.
Right, it's been a lot of turnovers. It's been a lot of just back and forth, but I think Carrington's definitely been able to control the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
And Schumacher. Ray, a deep three is good. Gabby Ray has made this a six-point game with her third three of the game. She's got 17. It's a 30-second timeout called by Grafton. So we'll keep it here. And Vinny, it has felt like Carrington's in total control, but it's only a six-point game.
Right. I think it's been, for Grafton, it's been really just the two-person show for Grafton, Schumacher and Ray, because they've been able to just really, they've really scored all their points, it seems like.
You're right. They have scored 28 of their 35 points. Good call, Benny.
Yeah, it's definitely been just them two, mainly for Grafton on scoring-wise, but I think they're definitely going to have to have a lot of shots go their way if they're going to be able to come back and win this game.
Currently in Mayville, the Cardinal boys down 25-21 with 3:40 to play in the second quarter on Thunder Country 98.3. Here is Mara Johnson, right side, under 3 minutes left, and Carrington up six. It's Hornet. Back for Johnson to pop a three. Short. Rebound all the way out to Johnson. Now she'll drive the lane. Stop, pop, and can't drop. Rebound to Mares. Grafton can cut this even closer here. On the right side, Ray. Down to Schumacher. Getting inside, puts it up. No, rebound Hornet. Good defense by Mara Coots. And Carrington have it with 2:20 to play. Hornet, kick out right side, Johnson. Skip it to Sienna Top. Down towards Coots, stolen away by Schumacher. Here's Gabby Ray down the left side. Gabby Ray lost it off of Mara Johnson and out of bounds with 2:06 to play. Well, Vinny, Carrington's going to have to close this thing.
Right, they're definitely going to have to definitely not let off the gas. It's still a close game. It could still be anyone's game.
They've only scored 3 points in this fourth quarter, the Cardinals. Schumacher has it taken out of her hands by Harper Coleman. It's a tie ball that keeps it with the Spoilers. Ray to throw it in. Does deep to LeClerc in the backcourt. That was a good play by Emma. LeClerc, right side. Here's Ray. And a foul is called on Sienna Top. Her fourth. Last one to give there, Vinny.
Right, it's definitely been not so many fouls in this game, but I think it's definitely might hurt Carrington in the end.
Ray throws in to Schumacher. Left side, May Thompson. Lost it, a steal by Mara Johnson. Here comes Harper Coleman. They'll pull it back out. Smart idea. Hornet a three. Long. Rebound comes down to Gabby Ray. Boy, that's a quick shot up by six with 100 seconds left. Now Ray has her pass deflect. It's on the floor. It's a held ball. It goes to Carrington. Kalbrenner checks back in. This is the thing, Vinny. You're not used to being in this position. You got to work the clock. You can't just take the first shot that's available.
Right, they got to be smart with the ball here. They got to be able to work the rest of this clock down as much as they can.
Hornet into the front court. gets inside, kick out Harper Coleman. 20 still to shoot for Carrington as of right now. It's Coots driving in, wraparound feed, Hornet puts it home. Aniston Hornet with the layup that makes it 43-35 Carrington. She's got 11. Getting inside, Ray. Had it poked free with under a minute to go. It goes to Carrington. 43-35. They may have done just enough tonight, Vinny.
Yeah, I think Carrington might be able to walk out of here with a win after that last play.
Here is Sienna Tapp. Two fouls to give for the Spoilers, if you're wondering. They are not fouling. Harper Coleman. Now they foul. And that's the fourth on LeClaire. Third team foul. Well, if you're going to foul, that's not the person you want to lose. She's one of the three-point shooters, Emma LeClerc. It's Johnson. Johnson leaves for Coleman. Back to Johnson, 32 seconds, and a foul on Kalbrenner. That's the last one to give for Grafton. The next one will put Carrington at the free throw line. Hornet throws in short to Mara Johnson. Mara, the shot clock is off, so they do have to foul the Spoilers, and there it is. It's Schumacher's third, and it sends Sienna top to the free throw line. Sienna on the night, 0 for 2 at the line. And Vinny, you feel like if she can hit these, it's probably a done deal.
Right, it's definitely a done deal if she's able to knock both of these down, and I think Carrington's definitely played a nice game tonight.
First one is long. Well, it's not over yet. Certainly not. 43-35. Second one. Long. Rebound down to Gabby Ray. And then she lost it off the foot of Sienna Top. They got to hurry up and get it across. They do. LeClerc, a three. In and out. Offensive rebound. Put back blocked. Offensive rebound, Demir, she missed it. Back up Schumacher, she got it. Timeout Grafton, but there's not enough time. 43-37 with 4 seconds even to go. It's a full, we'll keep it here. Vinny, it's not always easy, it's not always pretty, but look here, another game where you don't give up 40 points.
Right, it's definitely not been the best game for Carrington in the past few weeks, but I think it's definitely not the worst, and I think they were able to control offensively and defensively for most of the night, and I think Carrington's going to walk out of here with a well-deserved win.
Mara Coots, 14 points. Six in the first, six in the third, two here in the fourth. The Carrington boys, meanwhile, have seen Mayport CG go on a very big run. And at, well, not at halftime. With 2 seconds left in the half, it's 33-23 Patriots. Carrington can basically throw the ball in and throw up a half-court shot in that game. Cardinals, if they can get the ball in here, it's probably a done deal. They get the ball into Mara Johnson, back to Hornet, and the Cardinals win it 43-37 tonight in Grafton. And we'll have our postgame report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues on the I3G Sports Network.
Nothing has embodied the American spirit like the family farmer. Year after year, they continue to work the land and plant their crops. Through droughts, floods, and uncertain markets, they keep that spirit alive with another crop harvested for the next generation. And for that, we tip our hats to them. Farmers Union Insurance, protecting those that protect America's food source.
In Carrington, see Randy Hui. Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but we're small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the Forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Now is the time, now is the time.
We are back in Grafton. The Cardinals get their seventh consecutive win, 43-37. Let's talk with Mara Kutz after a 14-point performance tonight. Mara, that was a typical region road game. I mean, you got to really work hard to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're a good team. They're in our region, so we're really glad we got the win tonight.
You got off to a good start, and a lot of that was the defense, but a lot of that was you in the paint. How important was that start to the game?
Well, obviously, I got a couple points in the first quarter, so that just kind of helps my confidence and hopefully the team's confidence to know we can score. I just have good guards that found me. I didn't get necessarily all my points from post-ups, but I got it from dishes and all that, so can't do that without the guards.
Yeah, how about that pass from Harper off the inbound? I mean, that was a really pretty pass.
I know. My teammates do a really good job finding me.
So you've won seven in a row. Now you get Devil's Lake. You finally get to get another home game. It's been a little while, but you guys get a chance to, really build that region record. You're 7-1 now, and Devil's Lake's a big game.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Devil's Lake's good. They've always been good, so we're just going to have to bring our A game.
Well, Mara, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Mara Kutz, a team-high 14 points tonight. We'll get her head coach in here after the Cardinals get a 43-37 win. And, Coach Broden, you've been around long enough to know that's exactly what happens on the road. You've really got to work to get a road win in a region game.
Yeah, credit the Spoilers. They hit some threes, I thought, early that kind of kept them, you know, alive, and then they just kept on going to the rim. We had trouble on the bounce a little bit, you know, covering defensive on the bounce, and that's something we'll work on and get better at.
What nice adjustment did they make in the second half? You guys pretty much took Schumacher out of the game before halftime, and she got into it a little bit more in the third.
Yeah, and and she did, and then off the bounce, she's a big strong girl, and she puts her head down, and it's hard to guard that, so it makes the defense really wall up, which we did pretty well in the first half. But second half, she got ahead of our kids, and a couple of other kids bounced to the rim too, and we got to protect the rim a lot better and protect our shell defense.
You look at the way the game started, and early in the year, you mentioned to us, I think on the air, off the air, both, that it's going to take a little while before I'm comfortable pressing as much as I did last year because I don't have the depth. Well, your press was very good tonight early in the game.
Early, and then I think we were a little tired, and then they hit on the back end a few times.
Yep.
And we played good 30 seconds of defense, and they hit a couple threes in the last 5 seconds of the shot clock, and credit them. But, that's pretty good D on our part, but not good enough. So our kids will work hard, and now we got a homestand, so hopefully we can, do some things better that way.
And a really fun homestand. You got Devil's Lake Tuesday, a pretty intriguing Kindred team Thursday, and then, I mean, Hillsborough's the one blemish so far in the region. You know your girls will want to get back at them a little bit.
Yeah, and, one thing at a time. We'll just try to get them home tonight. You know, the weather didn't really cooperate for a lot of teams tonight, and but our kids got the trip down, and it was good to get that game in because it would have been a 10-game stretch, to Devil's Lake. But we'll have to play a little bit better offensively against Devil's Lake. But, our defense kind of holds us tight, and holding a team to 37 on their home court again, We'll take that most nights.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Drive safe. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks. Thanks, BJ. Thanks for the coverage. Appreciate it.
That is Cardinal head coach Andy Brunton after career win number 478. We will come back. Vinny and I will take a look at the numbers and wrap it up, get you an update on the Cardinal boys as well. When Cardinal basketball continues on the i3G Sports Network.
Reach your summit with Kyle Smith and his staff at Summit Physical Therapy in Carrington. Serving the area since 1997, we offer treatment for pain relief, vertigo, wound care, sports and work injuries, as well as post-op and neurological rehab. Summit Physical Therapy has certified providers in dry needling, Raston, and myofascial cupping. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and in most cases, no referral required. Call us at 652-7179 to schedule an appointment today.
The 2026 North Dakota Winter Show Concert is coming in hot. Saturday, February 28th, join i3G Media and the North Dakota Winter Show as we welcome Shane Proffitt. With special guests Jake Bush and Zach Thomas. This year, we move south to the South Exhibit Building at the North Dakota Winter Show Event Center in Valley City. Doors open at 5 p.m., and free transportation will be provided to and from the winter show, local hotels, and downtown Valley City. Early bird tickets are on sale now, only $30. For a limited time, get yours now. Head to newsdakota.com and click on the concert tab, but not for long. One night, one stage, three country powerhouses.
That's how it ought to be.
Shane Proffitt, Jake Bush, Zach Thomas.
It must be the whiskey.
The 2026 North Dakota Winter Show Concert, February 28th, brought to you by i3G Media and the North Dakota Winter Show. Get your early bird tickets now at newsdakota.com.
BJ Walters, Vinny Rappel back with you after the Cardinals win their seventh straight game. They get it done by a final count of 43-37. And here is how all of that went as the Cardinals pick up the win. They do so in large part due to Mara Kutz. She had 14 points for the Cardinals tonight. 11 each from Aniston Hornet and Mara Johnson. And they got 4 points from Maya Nice and 3 from Harper Coleman. For Grafton, 15 each for Gabby Ray and Elle Schumacher. 3 for Emma LeClerc and 2 for Willow Demers and for May Thompson. No ties, no lead changes. Carrington led the whole way by as much as 26-10. They win it 43-37. They're now 9-3 overall, 7-1 in region play. Grafton 4-7 overall, 3-6 in region play. Vinny, that is what you have to do if you're a good basketball team. You have to win ugly ones on the road in region play.
Right, you're definitely right. And Carrington was able to do that, just that, as they were able to control offense, control defense, play at their own speed, and really dominate on the court.
So now it is a matchup with Devil's Lake, and it's for first place in the region on Tuesday night at home. We know what a difficult place the East Gymnasium is for teams to come into, and it's up to Carrington to protect their house.
Right, it's going to be a lot of pressure on Carrington. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be an exciting crowd, and I think it's going to be overall a great night and a close game.
Other scores to tell you about tonight. South Prairie Max is beating Rugby. Nobody's that surprised, I don't think, by that. Valley City's on a 7-0 run in the final 2 minutes of the first half to take a 32-25 lead over Kindred. You can hear that on our sister station, KOVC, the voice of the Valley. And the Cardinal boys are about to begin the second half. They trail Mayport CG 33-23. That's on Thunder Country 98.3. Vinny, your final thoughts on this one, because we got to hit the road.
Right. I think Carrington was able to dominate both sides of the ball. They were able to out-rebound Grafton, and they were able to really force a lot of turnovers in the game. And I think that's really important when it comes to basketball, girls basketball, because Carrington's is able to dominate in every part of the ball, and I think that that's exactly what they did tonight, except for the three-pointers. I think that they could have made couple more shots outside the arc, but other than that, I think that's they were able to really dominate.
And I don't think Andy Broughton will be happy with a fourth quarter that went 11-5 Grafton.
Right, I definitely don't think he'll be happy about that either. As they Carrington kind of let off the gas offensively a little bit in that fourth quarter, but they made up for it on defense.
They certainly did. All right, that's it for us because we've got a long trip home. We hope that you will join us on Monday night from Hillsboro as the Cardinal boys take on Hillsboro Central Valley, 6:45 airtime on KDAK, the Cardinal. Before that, the 2026 Storehouse Tournament tomorrow and Saturday from Lisbon. Kyle and Dennis have that for you. Now, right this moment, you can go to Thunder Country 98.3 and listen to Cardinal boys basketball. They trail 35-23 to Mayport CG, just begun the third quarter. Our great thanks to everyone here in Grafton and our entire crew back in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of them and our entire KDAK, the Cardinal crew, including Vinny Rappel, my name is BJ Walters. It was a rock fight at times, but Carrington gets it done, 43-37 for their seventh consecutive win over Grafton. Thank you so much for joining us, and good night from Grafton, North Dakota.
Carrington Cardinal basketball has been brought to you by Gar Dental, Central City Lumber, CHI, St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Headlocks, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Beckett Insurance, Sendak, Facet Motors, Bank Forward in Carrington, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Dakota Central, Old National Bank, DJ's Home Center, Evans Funeral Home, Farmers Union Insurance, Randy Huey Agent, Retzlaff Seed and Supply, Napa Auto Parts, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, the Carrington Healthy Communities Coalition, Central Pharmacy, Central City H2O Plus, and Summit Physical Therapy. The proceeding has been a presentation of i3G Media Sports on 1600 100.1 The Cardinal.